Welcome to another story presentation from Read Me a Story, Inc., located on the web at readmeastoryinc.com. A Miracle for Marcy by Miriam Wrenn. Marcy pushed aside her English textbook and, stretching her arms high over her head, gazed out of the kitchen window. She had lived in the United States for 11 months now, and in Fairlawn for 8, and the garden in the courtyard of their apartment complex still looked strange to her. It was nothing like the park across the street from their building in Minsk in the Soviet Union. There she had played with her friends and walked with Mama and Papa and Alex after dinner and on Sundays. Here you never saw anyone walking for pleasure, just people out with their dogs or getting their exercise. Of course, here they had a car, even though Mama complained that it wouldn't last the winter, and Alex had a chance to go to the best college. Didn't matter that he was Jewish, it only mattered that he was smart. That was why he studied all the time, and why he got to have the small bedroom. Marcy had to sleep on the couch, but she didn't mind. She could get up very early on Saturday mornings and watch cartoons on their small TV. Marcy watched as a bulky shape very slowly and cautiously descended the few steps to the sidewalk. Mrs. Gold, the elderly woman who lived in the next apartment, was going out to walk her old dog Trixie. Marcy liked them both. Mrs. Gold was the only person she saw regularly in the courtyard. Marcy glanced quickly at the clock on the wall. It was only 4:30. She had time to talk to Mrs. Gold before she had to put the soup on to warm. She slid into her coat and gloves and grabbed a scarf on the way out the door. "Mrs. Gold," she called. "Wait, I'll walk with you." "Why, hello, Masha. How nice to have company." Mrs. Gold smiled warmly. She wasn't much taller than Marcy. "What happened to your beautiful blonde braids? You have a new hairdo." "Mama's girlfriend Vera cut them and gave me a perm." Marcy patted her crimped hair. "Do you think I look good?" she asked shyly. Mrs. Gold put a gloved hand around her shoulder and squeezed. "You look very fashionable, very American." Marcy took a deep, happy breath. "And call me Marcy, not Masha." Mrs. Gold laughed. "What are you doing for Hanukkah, Marcy? Any big plans?" Marcy was quiet for a moment. She had heard kids in her class talking about Hanukkah since the beginning of December. They seemed very excited about all the gifts they expected. When she had asked about it at home, Mama had said she thought she remembered some sort of Jewish holiday when she would get money as a gift, but she wasn't sure. Anyway, they were so busy at the discount store where she worked that she didn't have the time or energy to prepare for any holiday. And Marcy knew that there was no extra money for presents. Besides, Alex had said that he wasn't interested in Jewish holidays. Being a Jew had already cost him his spot at the Polytechnic Institute in Minsk, and that was quite enough. Marcy looked down at her shoes. "I don't know, Mrs. Gold. What are you supposed to do on Hanukkah?" They stopped walking to wait for Trixie, who had to sit down to rest. "You don't know? Oy, what a shame." Mrs. Gold clucked sympathetically. "It's different in the Soviet Union," Marcy explained. "No one talks about being Jewish. It's as if it's a terrible secret that you can't let anyone know." "Well, during Hanukkah here," Mrs. Gold explained, "you light candles and you sing songs, and you play with a spinning top called a dreidel. And you eat latkes, potato pancakes, of course, with applesauce or sour cream. And someone tells the story of what happened to the Maccabees long ago. When I was young, all the children got coins, Hanukkah Geld, but now I think they get presents. I still give my grandchildren money, though." "It sounds like a party," said Marcy, smiling. They began to walk again, and Mrs. Gold leaned on Marcy for support. "That's what people do," Mrs. Gold nodded. Jewish people, Marcy, like you. Marcy imagined being at a party, all the people laughing and singing. Candles would be burning and Papa and Alex would be trying to beat each other at chess. Marcy would read the story of Hanukkah, and everyone there would be happy to be Jewish. Marcy looked seriously at the old woman. "Will you help me, Mrs. Gold, to make a party for my family? A real Hanukkah party?" "Well, of course I'll help. It would be my pleasure. Now, let's see. You'll need a menorah and candles, a book that tells the story, a dreidel, and what else?" While Mrs. Gold thought, Marcy figured quickly in her head. It would cost a lot of money to buy all those things, and she didn't have any money. She certainly couldn't ask Mama or Alex. She wanted the party to be a surprise, a Hanukkah gift for her family. She would have to earn the money somehow. "I need a job, Mrs. Gold. Could I walk Trixie for you now that it's cold? She likes me." Marcy bent down quickly to pet the old dog. She hoped Mrs. Gold wouldn't be angry. "What a wonderful idea. If you could walk Trixie twice a day and me once a day, I'll be happy to pay you $10 a week. How's that?" Mrs. Gold asked. "Oh, that's too much. Mama will be angry." "Your mother doesn't have to know. She goes to work around 7, right? You can walk Trixie in the morning after she leaves and when you come home from school. Is it a deal?" Mrs. Gold stuck out her hand. Marcy took it and shook it vigorously, just as people did at home. "It's a deal." Marcy had been walking Trixie and Mrs. Gold for 2 weeks, and she had saved all of the $20. She folded the money carefully and put it into her pocket. Today, she and Mrs. Gold were walking to town to buy all the things they needed for the party. Tomorrow night was the first night of Hanukkah. "Mrs. Gold, are you ready?" Marcy called through the door impatiently. The door opened. Mrs. Gold was pinning her hat to her hair. "I'm coming, I'm coming. I can't move as fast as you." Mrs. Gold locked the door and tucked her arm through Marcy's. Slowly they began the 6-block walk to town. "We'll go to the Talitzim Geschäft first. That's a Jewish bookshop. They should have a menorah, candles, and a book about Hanukkah. Then we'll stop at the grocery and get applesauce and sour cream. You said you had potatoes, no?" Mrs. Gold asked. "Oh, yes, we always have potatoes. We eat them every night," Marcy answered. "Good. I have everything I need to make kickle. Hanukkah cookies, tomorrow before my grandson picks me up. I even have a cookie cutter shaped like a dreidel. The potato pancakes you made in my apartment for practice were perfect, so we're all set." When Marcy saw the line of shops, her heart began to beat more quickly. It seemed as if it were taking them forever to get to town. Finally, they stopped in front of a small store with many books in the window. There were silver and brass objects and banners of shiny fabric. Everything was covered with strange markings, letters that Marcy didn't recognize. "Come, darling, let's go in," Mrs. Gold said. Marcy felt shy and hesitant. She didn't know what any of the things in the shop window were, or what the strange letters meant. She wouldn't know what to ask for, and everyone in the shop would think she was foolish. Maybe she had made a mistake in wanting to give a Hanukkah party. "I don't know, Mrs. Gold. Maybe we should go home. In the Soviet Union, being a Jew only brought trouble." Mrs. Gold shook her head, suddenly serious. "In America, Marcy, we can believe whatever we want, as long as we don't bother other people or keep them from following their own beliefs." Her voice softened. "Now you have a chance to find out how lucky you are to be part of the Jewish faith. Come, I'll help you find everything you need." Taking a deep breath of cold evening air, Marcy pulled open the door. Soon she was deciding between a wooden or a brass menorah, a dreidel filled with chocolates that didn't spin very well, or one without candy that spun for a full 30 seconds, a blue and white or a multicolored Happy Hanukkah banner, napkins with pictures of dreidels, or a decorated tablecloth made of paper. "So, young lady," said the man behind the counter, "what will it be?" Marcy clutched the money in her pocket tightly. "I want the wooden menorah, this dreidel without the candy, the tablecloth, and this sign." "And put in a box of candles," Mrs. Gold added. The man gathered all of the items together and went to the cash register. "That'll be $16.73. Marcy let out her breath in relief. She had enough for the applesauce and sour cream, too. It was when they were leaving the grocery that Marcy remembered. "Mrs. Gold, we didn't buy a book. A book that tells about the holiday." "Oy vey, you're right. And now all the money is gone." Marcy's thought raced. Where would she get a book? If they couldn't read about what had happened to the Jews thousands of years ago, it wouldn't be a real Hanukkah party. No one in her family would understand what they were celebrating. Marcy looked at her watch. It was already 5:20. "We could go to the library, Mrs. Gold. Mom and Papa don't get home until 6. "That's a good idea, Marcy, but you go on by yourself. I'll never make it that far. I'm already tired, and it's getting cold." Marcy hesitated. She could get to the library and home if she ran all the way. But what about Mrs. Gold? It was dark, and she didn't walk steadily without help. Marcy had promised to take Mrs. Gold for a walk each day, and this was today's walk. She couldn't just leave her. "No, it doesn't matter. Let's go home together." It seemed to Marcy that Mrs. Gold gave a sigh of relief as she took her arm. But Marcy was too miserable to care much. Her parents and Alex and Vera would eat the potato pancakes and the cookies shaped like dreidels. But they wouldn't know why, and Marcy wouldn't be able to explain. She'd never remember what to say when she lit the candle, or the name of the bad king, or what happened, or where. Her family would have a good time, but it wouldn't be special. It wouldn't be a Hanukkah party. Marcy added the last of the latkes to the tray in the oven and checked the clock. Vera would be arriving soon. Mama and Papa were coming home at the usual time, and Alex had promised to be back from the library. She looked around to make sure that everything was ready. The menorah with one candle in the middle and one at the end was sitting on top of the TV, with the dreidel right next to it. Marcy had tacked the banner over the kitchen door so everyone would be sure to see it. The tablecloth was spread and the table set. Everything looked pretty, but Marcy felt as if a stone were sitting on her chest, making it hard to breathe. If only she'd remembered to buy the book, she'd have been glad to use a plain tablecloth. The knock at the door startled Marcy. Could that be Vera already? When she opened the door, she saw Mrs. Gold holding a plate full of dreidel-shaped cookies and a wrapped package. "I'm sorry I couldn't come earlier, Marcy, but my grandson just arrived and he was bringing me something I needed. Here are the cookies, and here is something special for you. Go on, open it. I have to go in a minute." Marcy took the plate of cookies and placed it on the table. Then she turned her attention to the package. Her first Hanukkah present. What could it be? Marcy untied the ribbon and pulled apart the paper. She gasped when she saw the book. It's the Hanukkah story! Now I can have a real Hanukkah party! Mrs. Gold laughed and gave Marcy a quick hug. You can tell me all about it when I come home and we go for our walk. Just then, Marcy's mother came into the living room. Mashinka, what's this? Something smells delicious and the table is so fancy. We're having a party, Mama, because tonight is a Jewish holiday, Marcy said, and we're Jews. Have a wonderful time, Mrs. Gold called to them as she hurried out the door. And a happy, happy Hanukkah.